I really want to speak about the mass field before I start. It might have happened half an hour ago. I put a lot of roshan on myself. It's a close talmid of mine, I don't want to say his name. He's doing very well. Very, very well. And he called me. Things are going very bad. People help him, speak to someone. His mom is doing very well in Gashmias. And he doesn't know what to do. I can help him technically. Try to help. It's a phone call to try to help him. I'll see if I can say that today. He came over to me in Geman. So I could say the name of the Geman. The Geman, his name is Moshe Machlas. Mother was lifted 2 years ago. They took out a book on her, I think, even on his mother. And he told me, he came on to me second Seder, it was 5 o'clock, 5:30. You know Yenem and Yenem? I said, yes, who this guy? So I thought I had a dream. An old man came to me in the dream with a big, long, white beard. I said, Ploini Almoini is a Chal Shabbos. The guy's Choshuriyin. He says, I don't know what to do with the story. I just said, if your name will not be Sakafa, I'm not even come to tell you. But I said, you know, maybe you could call him, tell him what's the choy. I'm just telling you, I never thought about him. I know vaguely that he had shaychus to him. I didn't see him for 20 years. I never spoke to him. I don't have nothing to do with him. He's sleeping. This old man came to me with a long white beard and told me, Ploini Almoini is Mechal Shabbos. So it was Sukkot. I decided 6 o'clock, you know what, I'm going to call. Call right away before I change my mind. I told him what was happening, you know, I did this ishtad, that ishtad, I said, nothing is happening. So I'll tell you the truth. Someone just came over to me. He had a dream. You're a Mechal Shabbos. He said, me? I'm a Mechal Shabbos. I said, I don't know. Try to think. He said, boom, this Shabbos, I don't want to say the details because it's recorded. Shloi Umen Ki Yisupa. Not Bechavona, just ask him to call on the phone, and then already push up. He had to give a message to the guy, and already. So I felt terrible after it, but Lamai said, I think it's a schus of a person, it's not a schus of a person, yeah? How many people that I appreciate? You know, it's not like a. But it showed me the clear, you know, I'm saying the Didi Avuud, they're not like, you know, I heard it from a third Kaylee. But the end of the story will be what happened. And I told him that the tshuva he has to do doesn't make a difference, doesn't mean that Hashem will give him back. You know, Shabbos is Mekoyah Bocha. Could be the punishment is that you lost everything. It doesn't mean that if you're only doing tshuva or das to get back your money, I'm not glad to help you to give you a tshuva. I said, I'll come out tonight, 11 o'clock, we'll speak on the phone. I said, but if the plan is that you make couple to do tshuva, well, the will someone to the girl, no, I'm out of business. I don't do business. I should have no dreams, yeah? Have a dream? You do? Then I'm a tshuva. I'll give you a ticket. What is the ticket that you have to do to the tackle if you did it? Well, just nice to know that every pe'ula, every time when a person does this and does that, all different little things that he did that a lot of people do without realizing in Shabbos. But how can I nichtav b'sefer? You know, everything is Siddur Shumayim, Siddur Ayav Kiseves, Hakur Roshum, everything is there. A person has to know. So, myself, I got a lot of chizuk about it. The guy that told me the dream said that Lamai said, I can't get back to him because it's Lashonah. So Lamai said, he says, he doesn't want to. He told me, don't get back to him because then we'll be over on Lashonah, Lamai said. Now I think maybe it's a dream. He says, but I'm chalashing to know the truth. says, offer the guy $1,000 to be masked to tell me the story. No, I was responsible. Yes, yeah, so don't even hint to me if it's true or not, because I'll be able to show up. I'll be able to show up. She says, I'm telling you now before you call him, don't come back to me. She said, Meshundik Taiva, you know the end of the story. Meshundik, so don't go back to this. Meshamachlas and Essen is the message. Don't go back to him, because he knows the name of the guy. And then we could be able to show up, Chas Mishonah. I'll be a hamshach, I'll tell you. If I could. It's marsh besupik. If the call will say it or not, I'll decide. I'll do that. I'll get a chizuk and I'll say it over the dialogue or something. We're standing in Yemei Sfira. It's a mitzvah of Sfira Sarima. It's one of the strangest mitzvahs in the world. Pesach, we start in Pesach, Tzias Mitzrayim, we sit and learn, put on tefillin, do tzitzis, say Krishna twice a day, we count. Today is one, today is two, today is three. That's in its mitzvah. That doesn't have, and by the Chassidim they say it with such a kavone, they hold that the bracha is also chilek in the Meisim mitzvah, and they scream in the bracha, and the ganze, yeah, it's like a whole avoda. And when we look at it from the side, that is like a very as an Indian. It's not an Indian to say, an Indian to mention, but what makes this mitzvah so special? What makes it so unique that it's like Svartem Shela Shabosis Tivis Tiyela? So the Chinuch brings down. And that the aside of the mitzvah. Some people think it's like it belongs to Beis Hamikdash, and then they count it to the Oymer, today with the Rabbanon, we do it, but in Echanami, today it's really like a kind of text that we just say every night. The Chinuch says, Shenitztaveinu lispoi lekabola satoyo. Hashem wants us to count to kabola satoyo ke'eved yishaf tzer. Like someone is in prison, and he's dreaming to get out of the prison, and he counts the days when I'll be free, when I could leave jail. Hashem wants us to count and to prepare ourselves to Kabbalah Satoyro. Be'etzem, this chinuch be'etzem is a mokoy. Be'yesoydoy, you know, today this is the way we brought up. Sforim HaKadoshi. That, and every yontef everything comes back, and then every year in Shavuos is again a koyach of Kabbalah Satoyro, and everything repeats himself every year. This chinuch be'etzem is the yesoid of that idea. We have a mitzvah to count sfira, to count for the oimer ke'eved yishavtzel. So for sure, and we'll try a little bit to start to explain, if that is the yesod of the mitzvah, since a mitzvah every day in these days to get ready to achana satayro, to kabbalah satayro. And if we don't do it, and we're not a part of it, we're missing the yesod of the mitzvah, the achana le kabbalah satayro. The Meiri, the Akdoma to the Shas, brings down that if someone does mitzvahs without the tachlis of the mitzvah, he says, the moshel, if a person eats matzah and Pesach, and he doesn't think cheirus, geula, what we have to think, he says, it's like a shoyr oichel avus, like a straw, like a cow eating straw, but he's eating matzah. Just biting the matzah, mayesh mizah. It's nothing. So, when we have a mitzvah, avada, by us in the Litvikas, we do the mitzvah even if we don't understand, we have to do it. But it doesn't mean the ikar mitzvah is to do it with understanding the tachlis of the mitzvah. That is the yesod of the mitzvah. We do it even if we don't understand. Even if we don't have the right kavanah, we do the mitzvah, we follow the mitzvah, we try to follow the mitzvah. But the yesod is to do the mitzvah. And the chinuch says, ke'eved ish avtzei. All the mefoshim shtel that the counting is the wrong counting. When someone is in jail, what he counts? How many days are left to get out of jail? On the marshal, some guys, they count how many weeks are left till the end of his month. You know this counting? It's a mishum dikazach. I'm sure no one here has that problem, but they count when the week finishes, right? Three more days is Yom Chamishi, it's ready Friday, it's ready Shabbos, right? I mean, without warning, this is the way a person works. Yeah? Three more days left, four more days left. All of us are like that. We count how many more days are left. This left, this is in jail. How many more days are left to jail? Four more days, five, three more days, two more days. And we count how much days passed. No one counts. No, one day passed already. 2 days passed. Right? You count. Three more days, Friday. So why, if the counting is to be in the system, if trying to count the Kabbalah Satoriah, we're counting in the wrong way. We're not counting in the right way. It's not the right counting. It's not the right Mahalach. So the Mefoshim explain with the Moshe. Moshe Lebacher wants to fly to camp. He wants to fly somewhere. He doesn't have money. So he works. He gets tipped, $5 here, $10 there. Slowly, slowly, he has some money, he can fly somewhere. Buy a place, electric bike, come and what he has is musogim that he wants to help himself to buy. So he gets some money from the tip, he gets $50 here, and another $100 there, and $20 here, $5. But every couple of hours he takes it out, $200, $250, $300. Right? Okay, I have it, he has 500. He doesn't count, I'm missing 1,500. He's busy counting what he has in his hands. Why? Because he needs, $1,000 to buy an electric bike. So when he has 500, he's halfway. When he makes 600, he has $600. $700, $800. The count, the Kabbalah Satoriah, it's not we are in jail and we just have to go out. Ke'eved ish avtzei, like the lashon of the chinuch. It came. Like Friday comes, Baruch Hashem, like when Azmanim comes, like, or we wait for something to come. We want to get there. We want that freedom. So we count how much days are left for the freedom. When we want to buy an electric bike, we need to own $1,000, right? So we count how much dollars I have in my hand. I have 10, I have 50, I have 75, I got the 85, I'm a 90. I count what I'm holding in my hands, what I managed to achieve, what I managed to have. The achon of the Kabbalah Satoriah, people think, the mitzvah is to dream to want the Kabbalah Satoriah. It's like, okay, it makes sense that this is the Kabbalah of the mitzvah. Okay. I will decide, from tonight, I will try to think that I hope the Kabbalah Satoriah. I'm not dreaming for it, okay, but it's a mitzvah to dream, I'll pretend that I'm counting. Yeah, it's also something to pretend, to make, achara ha-maisim, ya'or ha-machshoves, ha-pnimiyas, nimsheches, achara ha-chitzoinias, this is the teva of the Adam. If you put yourself in that mode, in that matzah, eventually you will want and you will have a sheif of the Kabbalah Satoriah. But it's much different. The Indian is to prepare yourself to Kabbalah Satoriah. There's a Musig in Shavuos that is called Kabbalah Satoriah. And your avodah in these days is to get ready to Kabbalah Satoriah. How you get ready to Kabbalah Satoriah is all different chalokim and protim and Kabbalah Satoriah that you have to do. All different parts. The Welt says over, it's brought down already in the Kadmoinim, that it's Menches, Kinyon, Etoiro. משנה נובס, פרק ווב, אז ממחס קניונים שהתוירו ניקנס בהם, אז כנגד the 48 days of the ספירה, and the last days of החסורה and the whole thing, it's all different as בהירים. But okay, that is one way how to put it down, how to shtel it, how to explain it. That is a system, is a tzura. And you have to follow the system, you have to follow the tzura. But the ikar idea is not that for one day can make an evim kinyan, is to get ready to Kabbalah Satayim. And Hashem gave us 49 days to get ready to Kabbalah Satayim. So the original counting was how much I'm already prepared for Kabbalah Satayim. I'm one day prepared. I need 49 days. I know. So when a person will hear this, he'll say, okay, so now I don't know how to count. I'm not prepared at all yet. And tonight I'm going to count 20 plus, yeah? So how I'll count? Well, I don't have 21 days. So like I started, we do the mitzvahs like they are. It's the tzur of the mitzvah, it's the frame of the mitzvah. We don't say, Alamo, one second, what I'm counting 21. I'm not prepared 21. I don't have 21 dollars in my hands to go to buy the Torah. I'm not ready yet with that madreigus. But the tafkid is, and vice versa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this mitzvah in the Torah, that Avad Shavuos will come, and it's a musig of Kabbalah Satayim. And there's no suffix that is a Muslim in Kabbalah Satayim. Shavuos will come and we will have a Kabbalah Satayim. But the Torah is teaching us that to be zeichet to Kabbalah Satayim and to have a chelik in Kabbalah Satayim, it's not ready, and it's not enough to say, you know what, I really want Kabbalah Sotera, you know what, Shavuos, I will do it very stark. Shavuos, I'll be mamish chazak, chazak, I'll be in Shavuos, and I will make it, and Be'ezus Hashem, I'll be mekabel the Torah. The Torah is teaching us, this will not work. Maybe you will be very stark over Shavuos, you'll have a fist of Shavuos, you'll feel like $1 million after Shavuos, could be. But to be zeichet to Kabbalah Sotera, to be zeicha that Hashem gives you the Torah, you have to have a achana. And you have to count yourself. I'm prepared, I'm prepared, I'm prepared, I'm prepared, I'm more prepared, more prepared, more prepared. Oh, I'm fully prepared. So I'm not saying that we will, the way we will shtal our avodah, we'll shtal with the counting of 49. Hopefully one day you'll be in that madrega, straight after Pesach, you're starting to prepare yourself. And you will understand every day, oh, I'm preparing this chalik, preparing this chalik. Our avodah is, and the big picture is, to get ready to achana the Kabbalah Satayim, to do some stuff. Now, Alamo, person will say, what I need it for? Yeah, here it's a good bath, it's a good shmuz, chav, seder. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us the Torah says that this is the way to do it. You ask a kashas, lots of people that didn't do it don't have a chelik in the Torah. I know. But I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's the one that gave the Torah, he's the noisun HaTorah. He gave a mitzvah's essay. That kol klal Yisrael stand every night and scream the bracha. And the chinuch says, because this is the idea that everyone understands that this is what they have to do. Not a one day mitzvah, a 49 days mitzvah. Seifim and Shulchan Aruch, Sugyas and Menachas. And for what? To give us one message. We need to get ready to Kabbalah Satayim. The guy says, Icha, very nice, let me to learn Falei Nechta, Falei Nechta. It's not for me. I'll be a good bach if I Falei Nechta, Falei Nechta. It's a big losses. We don't see why if we will prepare we will be better, and why if we will not prepare we will not be better. This is the Nisyonis. If everything will be so glad that if you prepare, you talk a special. If not, not everyone will join us. Everyone will start to prepare. Now, a person has to know that in Torah, I'm telling you, it's, Chazal say, Yagatu Motsoso Taimu. The Torah is like a Metziah. Hashem gives it as a present. Some people get the present and some people don't get the present. Some people get more in the present and some people get less in the present. But the Torah is considered a present. The Torah is considered a matona. The Torah is considered a present. And we need to be zoiche and Torah to get it from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And if we will prepare ourselves before Shavuos, we will get the matona, and if not, we will not get the matona. The difference is if Torah nitna lo b'matona or not. I heard a lot of chilukim, but I will say a couple of chilukim that will give us a tav and a gishmak to want to be zoiche. One chiluk is, a person comes to visit the house. I'm sure everyone went to different places to visit. You come to a bungalow, to a house, to a chvis, to a shmetzime, I don't know how they call it, yeah? It's not yours, but they let you to use it. Sometimes you come to your own house, you own it, it's a whole different story. Everyone could learn. There's a musik that Teirah nitna loy b'maton. The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu loy loyim et Teirah v'meshakeach, loyim et Teirah v'meshakeach, loyim et Teirah v'meshakeach, ad she nitna loy Teirah matona. And then remember it. Now, a person could learn. A person could pass the whole year and he's doing okay, and he's doing well. And there's a musik pitom, Teirah nitna loy b'maton. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives them Teirah b'maton. It's a whole different story. That you zoicha and shuas. Every year is a chatimza to be zoicha in another matana. If you prepare yourself and you open your hands to accept, you could be zoicha in another matana. I heard once from Leuerbach. But he said that our generation, we have a chesaron, that it's called ribuy toiro. Those generations, that was miu toiro. Our generation is a generation that is called a chesaron of ribuy toiro. Sounds very scary. So in the old days, it was a village. All the kids of the village were playing, working, farming, traveling to the big city. It was like 10 little kids that decided that they would be learning. They were sitting in shul, like the dark shul, and they were sitting and learning the whole time. It was a big Yitzhak Hollow to be from the whole world. The Tzadchen, these 10 kids felt like a billion. They learned. They're the only ones that learned. And they became the Rabbani from this city, from that city. They sent letters to each other. This is what you see. And our generation, everyone is learning. You walk into this Medrash, it's packed. And you go in, I think, into this yeshiva, I think it's 20 bottom midrashes. And then you go into different buildings, and different places in the world, also everyone is learning. You start to feel very small. So Teirah will give it to me and Matala. So me, anything it was, and then I'll become a gadol because of this Shavuos I was stronger. But I'll become better because of this Shavuos I was stronger. And this is it's all. You're right. It's very hard for young boys, especially in your age, to deal with this Yitzhahore. It's a Yitzhahore that makes you very weak. Again, to say that it's worse for the whole Yitzhahore, I say, no, no. What you will do if the whole town will play and only 10 boys will be learning, if you will be from that 10 boys, it's a chmeisnish. Alamol, you know, there's a big argument if it's good or not. It's soil, you know, they don't let the Bachram to do nothing chutz from learning. People claim that a lot of boys go off there because of that. Yeah? I'm not coming even to ask you, but this is what the Gedolim says, so this is what we do. Yeah? I want to explain why it's the right thing to do, even though we lose 10% of Klal Yisrael. What would be if not everyone would be learning? So how much would we be learning? Now it's like 20%. Now everyone goes to learn, we lose 20. But for my sake, we have 80% learning. Who said it's not better? Who said in America, you're right, boys go to all the places and then they come to yeshivas. Because it's so choshev to be a yeshiva bach. right? But if it will not be so chosh to the yeshiva, all the yeshiva will also be not learning. I don't know if anybody else will learn Dafayemi. But today everyone is learning. So everybody else lets himself to learn at least Dafayemi. Lovely, maybe some already learned Rishami as well, yeah? I'm not trying now to say what is better and what is worse. There's two kinds of Yitzhahs, but we're in a Yitzhah that is called Ribui Toiko. And the person feels he's useless. He's a nobody. He's a nobody. You know how hard it is for people in China to work to make money? Why? Because billions of people are going up the train. I will make it. But this is what makes us, when we stand the moshul in the shmuz, the far kabbalah satoyah, the guy thinks, I'm the shmuz. So you know what? I will decide now to make out what I'll become better from all the 9,000 people here in the mirror because of that. No. So why am I doing it? That is a huge yitzahore. So I'm sure I spoke about Baruch Hovah. I spoke about it years ago. It's not so bad like now. Now it's... You go Minas Marim to a shul, it's full. I'm asking. You wake up 7 o'clock in the morning, everyone is there. You wake up 6 o'clock, also everyone is there. Everyone is there. I was a bachur. We woke up 6 o'clock in the morning, we felt like, you know, we and David HaMelech are here, so no one else is here. You learn late by night, 12 o'clock by night, 10 bachim are left with you to learn, you feel Mamash Givaldi. You feel you're the 10, you know, David Vov Tzadikim. Today, but this is a chulshe. Ha'odom nivro yechidi. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Morishan himself, Chayov Odom Loimar Bishvili Nivro Ha'oil. As me, the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he gave me a list what he wants me to do. Now, you have to know, I'm speaking a bit now because I want Hashem, his ways to work on Avodah Sat, Kabbalah Satay. But you have to know that this Hashkofa, if you manage to build it and engrave it inside yourself, it helps you not only to become a Talmid Chacham, it helps you to become a Bal Midas. It helps you to pass Nisyonos. The more you look on yourself, a part of the crowd, people suffer, people don't suffer. When Eov complained to the Ribbono Shel Olam, when he was passing, he said, "Bo yira Olam." Shemo nischalef lecho ben Eov le'oyev. You forgot, my name is not Oyev, I'm not your enemy, I'm an Eov, I'm not an Oyev. One of the end of the Perikishon of Ubebasi. Omar lo'y, Hashem told him, there's drops of rain that come down, and if two drops will touch each other, I don't know what it means, yeah. You know, with the snow, the way they say, but let me show you now, yeah? If two drops will touch each other, the world will be chol. But shtei tipoy smayim loy mischalfuli ben iyov le'oyev mischalfuli. Forsham explained, Hashem told him, I'm in charge of every drop exactly where it will go. I'm sitting and I'm thinking and iyov exactly what he will suffer. You think I get mixed up? A person has to feel as a boy. I want to explain to you a little bit, because it's again that shkofet, if you want to be misroim. If a person will realize, well, why what I'm saying is true, they'll say, I hear what he's saying, but Mechatei says like that. The proportion us to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he doesn't need us. He's Melech HaOlam Kulo. But he created us because he wants every one of us to serve him. So for him to look at you like the only one, unique one person, it's exactly the same heart if to look at everyone together. Everything is nothing. So there's no musig of everyone. The whole world is not negiah to him ba'etzim. Just he created the world to serve. So everyone is the whole world that he created. He's not a human being to say, the whole picture of the world he needs. He needs you to become a Talmid Chacham. He needs you to become a Talmid Chacham. And he needs you. Because he doesn't need no one of us, Be'etzim. When a person lives in that approach, he could come and say, Abba Hazeh, he gave me Shavuos, and he gave me a mitzvah to count. So it means that he wants me to get somewhere. And he will give me the koiches to be zoicha and my chaylik if Torah. So I'm going to do it to get my chaylik. And this is our job. And this is our task. So when a person comes to that Torah, he knows there's a mitzvah. See, we'll take Bezos Hashem. These days, we'll have to work on it specific to prepare ourselves for Kabbalah Sator. So you're right, the vow, we didn't go into details, but the vow, till next week, a person will think on himself the Mechazik and Asmod. The way the Mechazik and Asmod is, it doesn't mean to add a little bit. He has time in between second Seder and night Seder to add a little bit, 5 minutes. To add after night Seder, 5 minutes. To add Friday to his plan, what he was planning to learn, 5 minutes. Altogether, 5, 5, 5. But it puts him in a matzav of asmata. Why I'm saying it? It's one of the kinyonim of Kabbalah Sotera. Again, the way to be ready is to work on things to show that I'm ready. There's a whole year we have to learn. And as a musik, in these 49 days that Hashem gave us, to prepare yourself to be roi lekabel esatoy. You see, even Bizman Matan Torah, they have to have 3 days to get ready. Kabbalah Sotei doesn't come without getting ready for it. And even Adam Gobel, that all of his life learns, has to take these days to prepare himself to the next level for the Kabbalah Sotei. And if Be'ez Hashem will do it, we'll be zeichah together to Kabbalah Sotei.